one of the things that you're kind of embarking on now is the Safe and Strong Tour. Am I getting that correctly?
Perfectly.
I read your email. And before I even ask you any questions, what is the Safe and Strong Tour? What is kind of the genesis of it all?
Well, it is to deliver very directly our message about where we think Missouri needs to go. And we think that Missouri needs to go to a stronger future economically, more jobs, and a safer future for the people who live here. And we don't want to just deliver that message through television and radio ads or even social media. We want to get out into communities. So we have pledged to go to all 114 Missouri counties. We've been to well over 70 already. So this tour will be in furtherance of the effort to visit every county and have conversations face-to-face with people. As I said before, I think primary voters have a different level of access and ability to assess candidates. I want to make sure that pretty much anyone who has a question and is trying to make up their mind how to vote at least has one chance for me to be near their community, in their community, and have a conversation with me.
Now, I think one of the big underlying issues in this campaign is going to be leadership, especially after the current governor, Jane Nixon, was engulfed in the Ferguson unrest and was heavily criticized for how he handled it. We've had other people on this show basically criticize him from both parties. I'm going to take a wild guess that you weren't super thrilled with how he handled that situation. And if so, kind of tell me what you feel he did wrong and what you would have done differently.
Well, so he did everything wrong. First of all, he was, even before it happened, I don't think that he had the depth of relationships he should have had with leadership in the community or with leadership in law enforcement. Then he was slow to get to the scene. And then among the first things he said was that the law enforcement officials should be indicted as soon as possible. Well, I think that comment alone energized outsiders to come to this community and advanced their protests, made it a national flashpoint. But then he calls the curfew for midnight. Midnight. Why not when the sun goes down? There's so many bad things that happen after darkness comes in. He created a sense of urgency, of tragedy, a sense of panic by calling out the National Guard, but then he didn't deploy the National Guard to protect facilities. And candidly, he just did not stand up for law enforcement, even when the Obama Justice Department said there was not an excessive use of force. I know that came sometime later, but at every turn, he seemed, frankly, not to know which direction to go. He kept sending contradictory messages. He didn't lead. You have to lead from the front. So I would have set a reasonable curfew. I would have kept command and control local. I would have not, and not by that do I mean Ferguson, I mean in St. Louis County. I would have used the highway patrol to augment it. I would have been in that community having conversations.
Now, how do you rate the performance of County Prosecutor Bob McCullough, a Democrat who came under fire somewhat from the governor, but from a number of other Democrats? I know you've dealt with them a lot when you were U.S. attorney. Any thoughts on that? Because that has kind of colored some of the things.
I thought Bob McCullough did a courageous job. The easier thing would have been to say, here, Attorney General, you take this case. I don't want to take the heat. He took it to the grand jury. He kept that case in the grand jury a long time and put a great deal of evidence before them. There can be some discussion about the quality of all of that evidence. And then for him to come out and make a very public statement in prime time so that everyone could hear directly from him, I think he truly led. And if you look back at the relationship that Bob and I have had over the years, you know, it's been collegial, but we're not particularly close.
Now, also related to that, I know the whole Ferguson unrest has kind of fed into the part of your tour that deals with safety. You want to talk a little bit about that? Because I know you're broadening it beyond Ferguson, but Ferguson's a major factor in that.
Well, but it's much broader than Ferguson. So the murder rate being up 18% in St. Louis, 40% in Kansas City, violent crime in Greene County is up 15%. I think that part of that is attributable to the Ferguson effect that the director of the FBI has talked about nationwide. But I think it is also related to a sense that the leadership of this state has not been sufficiently supportive of law enforcement. And so that's why we're touring around the state and talking about the fact that we have got to address public safety. If the government can't provide for public safety, there's no more fundamental role. There's no more fundamental sense that our state government is broken.
Well, I want to ask this question because I've now heard basically all the gubernatorial candidates talk about Ferguson. They kind of talk about it in the sense of what went wrong and kind of the after effect of that. But I haven't heard much specifics about one of the big reasons why a lot of people were out there protesting, and that is there's a feeling within the African-American community in St. Louis and maybe other parts of the state that they don't have a symbiotic or good relationship with law enforcement, and that there needs to be concrete policy changes as well as social interactions to change that. I'd like to hear what you think of that and what you would do as governor to play a bigger leadership role in potentially bridging some of those divides.
Absolutely. So I think one of the things that you have to do is be present and be in communication. And I think if you look at my track record when I was Speaker of the House, there were some very substantial steps that I took. I was the first speaker to recognize Martin Luther King Day and to recess the General Assembly while it was going on. We had just become the majority party for the first time in 48 years, but there was no Republican from the city of St. Louis or the urban core of Kansas City. So I created an urban affairs committee and put a Democrat as chairman, which is unheard of for the majority party to give up that slot. But going forward, I think one of the things that I think the Max Creek law change was good. I do think that we have far too many people being stopped and ticketed and these small municipalities raising money. But a more fundamental issue is half the murders in the city of St. Louis don't get solved. It's approximately that in Kansas City, too. And so if you are living in some of these neighborhoods where violence is a very regular occurrence, and you start to have this sense that law enforcement is there to get you, but not necessarily there to protect you, it really erodes the relationship. And so I think we absolutely have to work on this issue of solving these murders, putting resources, and there are technological resources. It isn't just police officers on the street. There's cameras, there's drones, which I know won't be exceedingly popular. There's intelligence gathering, all those things. And as I think as the communities can start to view law enforcement as there for them and not just there against them, you transform that balance of trust.
Now, what do you think about body cameras?
I support body cameras.
Now, I want to play this clip now from Ferguson Commission co-chairman Starsky Wilson, because as I'm sure you know, the governor put together a commission that put forth, I think, 200 recommendations across a whole strata of different policy, but primarily law enforcement. And this is what he had to say after the final meeting of that commission.
We got people running for elective office right now. They're asking for votes. We have a people's agenda. We have the people's report. And all of those folks should be assessed versus what the people have said. That's the next year for our region. That's the next year for this area that'll be critical in an electoral campaign for statewide folks and maybe even some national folks. So we've got to make sure we know our agenda well enough to ask those people where they stand.
Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has been very critical of the Ferguson Commission since its inception. He basically said that the report could just gather dust on a shelf and won't actually accomplish much. But many people within the St. Louis community feel like it's an important document that candidates for office like yourself need to pay more than just lip service to. So what's kind of your sense of how much focus you're going to give to that document if you become governor, because there's a lot of different policy recommendations in there that are going to take longer than just when Jay Nixon's in office, and whoever's governor is going to have to deal with some of these things. So what's your take on that?
Well, there's no question about it that there are a lot of policy recommendations in there. I think more than 180. I have spent substantial time going through the report. I have talked to some of the commission members. I've in particular focused as a former prosecutor on the recommendations with respect to law enforcement. I have very serious concerns about how we find the money to implement many of the proposals that are contained in the report. I disagree with some of the expanded social services proposed by the report. Look, we've tried many of those social services solutions in those neighborhoods for decades now. The war on poverty has been the greatest losing war of the 20th and 21st century. I mean, poverty has actually, for the most part, either stagnated or increased. And so I don't think just repeating those same kinds of social welfare programs over and over again is going to change the dynamic. But I do think that there are some other recommendations, particularly with respect to law enforcement, that are worth looking at. I wish that the commission had been a little bit more focused on how do you pay for it and how do you narrow it down to a smaller set of recommendations that you can really build some consensus and energy around. Right now, Kansas City has their big five, the big five things that they want to get it done, and the community is really all behind it. It's hard to have the big 180 plus.
That's definitely true. Now, before we move on to another topic, I noticed that in a previous answer you gave, you talked a lot about the murder rate here and in Kansas City and in Springfield. I'm just curious, what role would the governor have in solving that, given that typically that's been the purview of a local prosecutor or a police department? Can you just explain where the nexus is between?
Well, you appoint the director of the public Department of Public Safety. You appoint the head of the Highway Patrol. You decide how much funding to write into your budget for public safety and the Highway Patrol. You work in close conjunction with the mayor and your big urban police department chiefs to see which public safety resources are going to get directed where. So I think there's lots and lots of opportunities for a governor to lead on these issues.
All right.